and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guest is the founder and lead pastor of World Harvest Church, Pastor Rod Parsley. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo De La Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker, and now, direct from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastors Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue. Welcome, everyone, and we have a beautiful audience.
Yes.
I love you, and I love all of you out there on television. Welcome to the show, and we have one of America's leading pastors, Rod Parsley, is in the house. Welcome, Rod. I'm thrilled to see you.
I'm wonderful to see you. Yeah. And you look so young.
Wow. Oh, my.
You have just got me beside myself. I feel like I'm 30 years ago sitting next to you.
We were together.
We've been together for nearly 40 years.
Wow. Amazing.
You remember being on PTO?
Of course I do. Those great camp meeting programs.
And you preached.
Oh, I preached the paint off the wall. Yeah.
And you know, one of the things I want to start doing here is have every night, we call them camp meeting. Is there any better word than that?
No. No.
Every night, we're going to do it and televise it in around the world.
Do it.
Right here.
Do it. We'll win millions of souls.
Yeah.
And we'll get the church on fire.
You believe the king is coming?
The king is coming. I looked out the window here this morning because I thought at any moment, nothing needs to be fulfilled for him to appear in that eastern sky. And we're going to live every moment ready and get everybody we can ready.
Yeah. That's it. That's
you
it.
Really watch the times, don't you?
I do.
Study the Bible.
I do.
And you are a preacher.
Yeah.
You are a prophet.
Thank you.
I believe you're a prophet. You don't have to claim that.
Thank you.
But you prophesy because you preach.
I
and
do.
You preach the word.
Mm.
And you're the founder and lead pastor of World Harvest Church.
Yeah.
In Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, a little struggling thing out there in the cornfield.
How long have you been there?
I founded that church, Jim, Lori, 47 years ago.
Praise God.
And I'm still there.
Amen.
Wow.
Has it grown since you started?
Yeah.
Now, Jim, excuse me for 1 minute.
Let me just say this.
This is very rare what Pastor Rod just said to you. I want you to know that.
Thank you.
Pastors come and go out of churches. What,
47
years.
47 years.
Founded a church.
Yes.
And stay as the lead pastor.
I will be back there tonight.
Wow.
Yes. 200 nights a year on the road and preach every Sunday, preach every Wednesday, preach in our Bible college.
Wow.
And
you go back and forth then when you like coming here.
Oh, yeah. We'll be right back out of here and at it again tonight.
Well, this is the modern age of being able to travel.
That's incredible.
You know, the one of the great scriptures in the Bible is men will run to and fro.
Right.
And I'm up here in the mountains.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
We don't do a lot of running to and fro here. And I was just at Dallas, Texas, where Dr. Don Colbert, I think you know Don.
I've known him for 30 years.
And he's one of my favorite people.
Me too.
Their favorite friend. They're dear friends.
Yes.
But they're great, great men. He's a great man of God.
Absolutely.
He spends his life and he has spent millions of dollars researching to help people.
Yes.
He just wants to help people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, but when I went there and be at the Dallas airport, you've been there?
Unfortunately.
That's a big airport.
DFW.
Do you believe the scriptures in the Old Testament says in the last days men will run to and fro?
Absolutely.
And knowledge will be increased.
Increased.
And we're there right now.
We are. Knowledge is exploding.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you think about the internet, if you think about social media, what is at folks' fingertips in that little thing is much, much, much more than they could ever gain acquaintance with through the great libraries of the world.
That's right.
It's all right there.
It is.
Yeah. You are, speaking of libraries, you're one of New York Times' best-selling authors.
They tell me that.
How many books do you think you've written? Do you
have just over 200, wow. Jim.
Over 200?
Wow.
And I'm excited to tell you this prophet of God, this man of God, is on our network, the voice of the prophets, every day. Yes. Mondo, do you have the times his show runs?
I sure do. Monday through Fridays, 12:30 a.m. Eastern time and 8 a.m. Eastern time as well.
Yes. Great times.
Great time.
They can go to bed with me?
Yes.
Wake up with me.
Amen.
I love it. I love it.
We're excited to be here, Jim, because this is very unique. I'm not sure your wonderful, wonderful partners and friends, viewers, really understand how unique it is. The people that Jim is putting together in this network are the voices of this hour. And you need to tune in, you know, sometimes move the coffee table out of the way and get your Bibles and your concordances out. Study the Word.
Yeah.
Jim Baker is one of the foremost authorities on what God is doing on his end time celestial calendar right now. So don't miss it. And tell all your friends.
Yeah.
Tell all your friends.
I hope all the viewers right now on the network and on all of our shows, and we're on DirecTV as well and all those places, but I want you to go and look in your... We're on in almost every city in America. We're on in New York City. We're on in Los Angeles. We're on in every city in America almost. And I want you to look it up in your town and see what time we're... And see, now give me again the Rod Parsley. What time?
12:30 a.m., 8 a.m.
Yes.
Oh, you memorized it yourself.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay, but the thing, the greatest thing to do is, you know what I love? I download the app. You can just watch it on my phone all the time. Yep. I'm always watching. I'm always checking. Or on your any kind of your device.
That's right. Yep. You can also download the Roku device, Apple TV, Amazon Fire Stick. So it's very easy for you to find the PTL Network, the voice of the prophets. Like Dad mentioned, go to the website, ptlnetwork.com. You can find your local channel listing there as well. And my favorite too, Mom, is the cell phone. Download that app. You can watch it anywhere on
the world.
Yeah. Right there.
Right.
Put your app on there. It's free.
That's it.
Come on, Grandma. You love free stuff. It's free. Yeah. It's free.
$3.99.
And I'm telling you, when God called me in to help Pat Robertson start Christian television umpteen years ago, there was only one station, and it was the one Pat was building in Portsmouth, Virginia.
That's right.
Pat is 93 years old. I'm 83 years old. Yeah. And we're the pioneers, and we're still alive.
Amen.
But I want you to watch this network. And we have I have an offer right now to expand the voice of the prophets by 50 million
My homes. Goodness.
All I need is money.
Money.
That's all.
Yeah.
Do you believe God can send money?
Well, you know, Jim... The word says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, heaped up, pressed down, shaken together. Shall men give unto your bosom? Now, that's the part where you and I, our faith kind of gets a little weak on the end of that. Because we trust God, but we understand, Mondo, that God's got to get it through you.
Right.
So we got to believe God for you to hear his voice and to help us listen. The false disciples, when Jesus was crucified, paid great sums of money to keep that message buried in a tomb and keep that message from spreading. He has never changed his tactics. So he's attempting to overwhelm people with information and news that is the wrong information and the wrong news. Listen, they may have facts. Some of them don't even have facts anymore. But they may have facts. But truth always triumphs facts. You know what God prophetically spoke to me, Jim, concerning 2023?
Yes.
Lies are going to be exposed. Wow. I'm telling you, the false things that have been put forth as truth are going to be quickly and summarily exposed. No longer are the hurting hordes of humanity going to have to be overwhelmed with false facts. But even, my dear precious friend, if you have facts, you're still behind, because this book does not contain truth. This book is truth.
That's right.
It
Amen.
Is truth.
Amen. Amen.
Lori, they said to me 7 years ago, they said, we don't know if you'll ever hold a Bible and a microphone again. Vocal
That's right.
cord cancer, squamous cell carcinoma of the vocal cords. Now, this is the guy that wrote the book, Silent No More.
Right.
Right? New York Times bestseller.
That's right.
And yet here I am for 2 years, cannot whisper a word. So please excuse me while I shout. But here's the thing. The fact was, I didn't deny the fact. The fact was, I could see it. I could show you pictures of it, of my vocal cord covered in cancer, you know? That was a fact. But they said, it's not the truth, because the truth said, Isaiah 53:5, 1 Peter 2:24, the same as it says for you right now, by his stripes you were, and therefore you are healed. So we have to get the truth out over even facts to make sense of the facts.
That's exactly good. Wait, that is excellent. Now, that's a great quote right there that I think we should put down. So we have to get, so there's facts, so we have to get the truth out in order to make sense of the facts.
And to uncover, to expose the lies that are being perpetrated as true.
Yes.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And I believe that's going to happen. Yes. I believe there's going to be a supernatural move of the Spirit of God upon people's minds and hearts. They will hear things that are being purported as truth, and their mind might even say that makes sense, but their heart will say, no, that's not right.
That's so true.
The Bible is so clear, and I believe, I'm thrilled you started out. You just, I almost called you a bull, but you just come right out. You come right out. You just come out of the chute with the word. I mean, the lies, people.
Yes.
The lies is the key of what's going on in America.
True.
And the church has got to be aware. That's why you must have your Bible with you.
That's
You've
it.
Got to, when the preacher preaches,
get
you
your Bible.
Get your Bible out.
That's right.
And if it's not there, don't receive it.
That's right.
Because I have, this is a sermon.
Oh, my goodness.
I haven't preached it all yet.
Oh, my goodness. Well, preach it to
it's
us.
It's 9 pages
preach it
of
to
lies.
There.
Now, when Jim says he has a sermon, it's all scriptures.
Right.
It's nothing
Seriously.
But scripture. Right. No, that's all they say.
Know.
It's all scripture.
I know.
It's nothing but scripture. And the Bible says he's going to destroy those proud liars.
Wow.
He says everywhere they receive flattering and lies.
There it
everyone.
Is.
Romans. There's no sincerity left. This is the Bible. Yeah.
That's the Bible.
It's full of warning about lies.
Yeah.
Our president just said that the spy balloon...
Yeah.
Was no big deal.
Right.
I think it's one of the biggest deals that ever happened in the United States of
100%.
America.
Well, they're already finding out exactly what's happened.
Right, right.
What do you think of this Bible?
Well, I think it is an incursion on American sovereignty. If we do not have borders, we do not have a nation.
That's right.
And those borders extend to the heavens.
Right.
To the heavens. We have to control that sphere. And listen, my dear precious friend, there are two balloon stories going on today. Number one, a spy. Can you imagine ever in history for our military, our government, our citizens to think nothing of a spy balloon from our greatest strategic adversary on earth,
right.
And America is still the greatest nation
it is.
Because America is still the greatest nation
right.
for the preaching and the propagation
right.
of winning lost souls to the kingdom of God.
That's right.
But there's another balloon story this morning where they're taking away the security balloons from off the southern border.
Right. I heard that.
Yes. They're, because
why?
$52 million is too much. Wow. After we're spending trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars to have children sexually mutilated in the name of their agenda.
Yes. That is, that
that's
is a,
right.
It's demonic.
A demonic sin from hell that we are allowing our children to be mutilated.
Yes.
Come, people, church. It's
wake
time
up.
The church said, no, 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 you can't cut up our children. You can't do this. I'm so glad you're one of the few pastors who will dare say it.
Listen to this.
Are you afraid of being shut down?
No, I'm not afraid. You can't cancel the gospel. They tried that in a borrowed tomb.
Amen.
You can't stop the gospel.
You sure can.
It'll resurrect itself, beat the pallbearers back to the house, because it's truth.
Yes,
truth. It's absolute truth.
Absolutely.
And preacher, when you have a hold of absolute truth, you let nothing turn your plow.
Amen.
You keep plowing. You keep preaching. You keep praying. You keep prophesying. The truth of God's word is the only hope, and it is the hope. And I've read the last book. We win this thing. We come out victorious. But listen to this. I know Lori will love this. I just got this yesterday.
Okay, good.
Okay, the American Culture of Faith Institute, highly recognized, surveyed thousands and thousands of churches and their pastors. They asked very basic doctrinal questions like, do you believe Jesus lived a sinless life?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty basic.
Yeah,
pretty basic.
And is Satan real or imaginary? Pretty basic.
Absolutely basic.
They asked those questions. 70% of evangelical church pastors answered they do not believe those Bible doctrines. 70%.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Get angry.
Okay. Yeah.
You got to get one of two things, and I pray you get both. You got to get angry or you got to get very happy. And I'm angry at what the devil's doing, and I'm so happy to watch God's counteract them. The Church of Jesus Christ alive and well. Listen, 70%.
Wow.
So that took it down to 100,000. So then they asked those 100,000 that said they believed that was Bible doctrine. They asked them, will you preach it in your church? 98,000 of the 100,000 said, no, I will not.
Wow.
They asked why? Because I don't want to offend my congregants.
Oh, God.
And their blood runs through your fingers.
Oh.
When they stand before God.
That's right.
At the judgment seat.
That's it.
Their blood will be running through the fingers of preachers that admit they know better and yet refuse to preach it for fear of men.
Wow.
God said, don't you dare fear their faces.
That's
we don't have long. I'll tell you why Pat Robertson and Jim Baker, the originators of gospel programming, the OGs.
That's right.
They are the OGs, and I respect them both so highly. I will be with Pat in a few days. The reason they're still here is because this message has to get out, and you need to help Jim do it. You need to help Christian broadcasters get this message out. That means only 2% American pastors will preach basic doctrine.
Wow.
That should shock people.
It should
shock you. It should absolutely shock you. And you should go to your pastor and say,
it frightens me.
That's it. Because, Jim, the great Leonard Ravenhill.
I loved him.
I studied him when I was a young boy.
My mother had two things on her nightstand. a King James Version of the Bible, mm-hmm. and Leonard Ravenhill's Why Revival
Terry. Why Revival Terry.
Read it to me every year.
Oh.
I have her original copy from 1969.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And
do you
Raven
think anybody Hill. Publishes that book?
Yeah, they do. It's
I
still
want
being
it.
Published.
Can I get
I'll
it?
I'll send you. I'll send it to you.
Oh, yeah.
I want to mail it out to my partner.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. They still publish it.
People won't like it because he's rough.
Well, yeah. He's a preacher. Yeah. He's a prophet.
Great.
Yeah.
I studied that when I was in Bible school.
Here's what he said, Jim, Lori, in 1969. He said, I doubt that 5% of the people sitting in evangelical church pews in 1969, I doubt that 5% of them are born again and ready to meet
in
Christ.
In 1969, he said
now,
that.
Wow. Think now, Lori.
Wow.
Now, listen to me.
Oh, this is serious. This is serious.
Have you ever
stuff,
seen
guys.
What they call a mean Christian?
Mm-hmm.
How many have ever seen a mean so-called, they're not a Christian?
Right.
You know you pass from death into life because you love the brethren.
That's it.
And I've seen the meanest people. I mean, the people that have tried to destroy me have been Christians.
Well, sure. Yeah.
Why?
Our greatest, well, because they're those that are taken captive by the evil one at his will. They're sleeper cells. Yeah. They're all around us.
Okay, how do we warn the church to believe truth and not lies? The key that I've just found last week, it's in the Bible all the way through, warning us of the lies.
Yes.
And the last days, that it's going to be worse and worse, there'll be a falling away, a cooling of the church, and it's now.
Yes.
Can you know that it's now?
Right.
It's now.
Right.
It's time for you to preach. These are your best hours, Rod Parsley.
I believe that, Jim, and I believe yours and Lori's too.
This is why you were born.
This is it.
And I'm thrilled you're on our network every day.
Yeah,
every day.
Yeah. Well, I'm thrilled
every
to be
day.
Here. I'm thrilled to be here. This message must get out. And I will say this, and I love everybody, but there are, it's not only in the local church, it's in national and global ministries. This false doctrine, this leading away of inclusion.
Oh, yeah.
The gospel has never been inclusive.
Come on.
It's exclusive.
Right.
If you're not with me, you're against me. So there's this unholy alliance that has been formed between that which looks religious, that which looks religious. Mm-hmm. Let
That's
me give
it.
You,
That's
I, got,
right.
I got another quote
looks,
for you
it,
today.
It looks religious.
It looks religious on the outside.
Mm-hmm. That's
but
right.
But it absolutely is not. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get it.
Yeah, I love your Bible.
Here we go.
I want that Bible.
William Booth.
Oh, yeah. I know who he is.
Who's William Booth, the founder of the Salvation
Army? The founder of the Salvation Army, one of the greatest prophetic revivalists and anointing young people.
Yeah.
Young people.
Yes.
That stood in the street, one young lady, 17 years of age, that he trained, stood up in the streets of Manhattan, and shut down the traffic, preaching this gospel.
Yeah.
No PA system, no internet,
Amazing.
No cell phone, till they put her in jail for disturbing the peace.
Wow.
Even back then, listen, William Booth said, the danger of the 20th century church. Now, you know, he was 100 years ago.
Yes.
We're in the 21st century
That's
now.
That's right.
23 years into it. And William Booth said, the problem will be religion without the Holy Spirit, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness, here it is, forgiveness without repentance. Listen, The unthinking, undiscerning masses are being led astray.
Yes, they are.
By wolves in sheep's clothing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If they won't tell you the truth, they do not truly love you. If you're going to give a person hopelessly, helplessly addicted to heroin more heroin because you love them, you don't love them.
That's right.
It's the same with the gospel. Salvation without regeneration. We have folks making decisions, but not being converted.
That's so true.
It's a head knowledge.
It is.
Their heart didn't change.
Yeah. Mm.
That's why our churches are filled with people that think they're going to heaven.
Yeah.
But inwardly, they're full of dead men's bones.
Mm.
And they don't recognize the truth. They reject the truth.
That's right.
When the truth is presented. So, preacher, you've got to have more than decisions for Christ.
Right.
A decision, you know, Jim doesn't go to McDonald's, but I've heard of people that do. And when you go up to that little drive-thru,
yeah.
Right? And it's got that screen there that hasn't changed for 25 years. And you're deciding, do I want a quarter pounder or do I want a cheeseburger?
Exactly.
You're making a decision.
That's right.
A decision is just a conclusion after you've considered.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's a great first step. But then you pull up to that squawk box and you talk to that thing and you say, I believe I'll have the cheeseburger. I'm cutting calories. So I won't have the quarter pounder. I have the cheeseburger. So you've made a confession.
Good. Okay. Now.
Right?
Yes.
So you've made a decision, a confession. But we don't really even know what a confession is.
Right.
Do you know what a confession is?
What is it?
An admission of guilt.
Oh. Hmm.
So when you're asking people to make a decision, you better ask them to repent.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You better ask them to repent.
Yes.
It's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance.
That's it.
So you made a decision, you made a confession, but you're not converted until you get the cheeseburger and you ingest it and it converts to energy. God does not want to make you a better person. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to help you try to be better. That's not what his church is about. He wants you to be born again, a new creature, and you can be.
Yes.
You can.
A brand new mom, a brand new dad.
Brand new.
That's what we got.
Yes.
So when we preach truth and we see them looking back at us like they don't understand or like we're offending them, you know, we've traded that convicts me with that offends me.
Exactly right.
Conviction is to your spirit.
That's right.
What pain is to your body.
Right. Yes.
Without, go ahead.
The saints know that.
Well, the saints do.
They know that you're convicted.
Yes. The conviction of the Holy Ghost.
I know I'm not a very good Christian, probably, because I repent every day.
I do too.
You
know what I preach to?
Thank you. I thought I was the only preacher to confess.
No, everybody tweet this. Get ready. Get your thumbs going. Everybody tweet this. You can stop sinning or stop repenting when you stop sinning.
Yeah. Wow. That's right.
The Lord's Prayer, the Our Father.
Yes.
Our Father, which art in heaven.
Yes.
Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. In the same sentence with daily bread is us asking for forgiveness.
Yes.
Wow. Yes.
We have become arrogant Christians.
Oh, my.
Arrogant.
Robertson's favorite phrase is keep short accounts with God.
Yes. There you go.
I pray when the devil reminds me of something I did in the past, and I've sinned. Have anybody sinned here?
Yes.
All the former sinners, raise your hand.
Yes.
The rest of you are liars.
Except for Jesus.
That's right.
The devil tries to remind me. He said, Jim, you can't preach. You did this and you did that when you were a kid. I say, God, forgive me again.
That's right.
Cover me with the blood
cover
of Jesus.
Cover with the blood. Amen. The precious mm-hmm. blood of Jesus.
I've got a royal piece from your show.
Oh,
your
wow.
new program, if you don't
Boy.
Mind.
What great.
About the blood. You were talking about the blood. But could we run that piece from the Rod Parsley TV show?
Don't talk about the blood. Don't talk about the suffering and the sighing and the crying and the dying. Don't talk about him being swung up between heaven and earth, bleeding by which the very veins of God himself were emptied. Don't talk about the cat of nine tails tearing the flesh off of his back until it hung around his legs like ribbons. Don't talk about him being kicked and prodded and spat upon and beaten in the face with fists of 614 Roman centurions. Don't talk about the weight of that cross. Don't talk about those nails being driven through sinew and flesh deep into olive wood. No, no. That message so we've removed the cross from its rightful place. Do you remember when a cross once topped the steeple of every church in America? Find one on a modern church. Cross has been done away with. It's too graphic. It's discussions of cosmic justice. Just too much to bear. Well, you just have the wrong opinion. To the Greek, it is so. To the barbarian, it is so. But to those of us who believe, it is that fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners like me plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilt and stains. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again, individually, in our churches, in our nation? Nothing, nothing, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that flow that washes white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Nothing but the blood.
That's the most important message in the world.
Yeah, the gospel.
You know, the blood of Jesus.
We preachers, and I know so many of you preachers watch this program. Mm-hmm. We preachers must stop trying to impress everyone exactly. with our intellectual prowess or lack thereof. We have to get back to the basics,
yes.
the gospel.
Yes.
Jesus Christ, born of a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
Came and lived a sinless life.
Yes, he did.
Died on a rugged cross for our sins, not his, for ours.
Thank you, Jesus.
And on the third day, God raised him from the dead.
Thank you, Father.
And that's for us if we'll just accept it.
Yes.
And then he was taken back to heaven, and there is awaiting his coming again.
Yes.
And our responsibility is to tell that story. Don't ever preach a sermon and not include the gospel.
Right.
Don't ever share your testimony and not include the gospel. It's all about Jesus.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you. We love you.
In your new book, Revival, If. I have a copy of it right here. You say that America is in a spiritual drought, much like the Dust Bowl of the 1930s. That's what you say in your book.
Yeah.
Why are we not getting the spiritual rain? People keep talking about revival, but only 2% of the churches are even preaching the gospel?
That's where
I'm sad. And it's heartbreaking. I want to warn people, make sure you're going to a church that preaches the gospel. Find a church that's preaching the gospel. A pastor that's preaching the blood. Mm. Years ago, they took the blood out of songbooks. They took them out of their sermons.
Yes, yes.
And without the blood, we are lost on our way to hell.
Revival, that little two-letter connector.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
If. Go ahead.
Revival, if, igniting your passion for personal renewal and national revival.
Right.
Now, I have a question.
Okay.
What's the difference between revival
and
awakening?
They're totally different. They're totally different, and there are many definitions for both of them. The easiest way to recognize the difference is that a revival can be and usually is begun in an individual heart. Lord, you can have revival. You can live in perpetual revival. I can have revival. Yes. My family can have revival.
Yes.
My local church can have revival.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Awakening is much broader. Awakening comes when God Almighty sovereignly decides, as a result of prayer, to visit with his presence outside the church, in the store. People get born again without anyone witnessing to them. They receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. They get out of their automobiles, or in many cases off their wagons back in the day, and fall out under the power of God and wake up repentant. That is a divine visitation of the Spirit of God in response to prayer. Revival comes if my people called by my name, my people.
Yes.
My people.
Yes.
Called by my name.
That's now. That's what we
right
need now.
Now.
We need that now.
Yes. If my people called by my name, first prerequisite to revival, humility. Mm-hmm. Not, what is humility? Not thinking you know it all.
That's right.
That's right.
So what develops, Jim, what you talked about, a hunger for this book.
Yes.
It's your meat. It's your bread. It's your sustenance. It's your water.
It's
your life.
It's your life.
You don't have to try to read the Bible. You have to try to stop reading the Bible.
That's right.
Right? So there's that incessant passion, that hunger, born of the humility of, I don't know it all. I don't have it all. I need more. Your Bible says that the earth crying out for water is never satisfied. The empty womb desiring to conceive is never satisfied. A fire consuming fuel is never satisfied. We must develop a heart that is never satisfied. Amen. A humble heart that says, teach me, Lord.
Yes.
Make me become what you want me to become. Give me the want to want to. Humble themselves and then pray. Yes. And then repent. Yes. Turn from their wicked ways.
Yes.
Seek my face. Then I will hear from heaven. First, I will forgive their sin. Then I will heal their land.
Yeah. Mm.
I want you to get this book today. We need God now. We've allowed people to come into our country that we don't even know if they're terrorists or not. And I believe that we are in the last days. Mm-hmm. I want you. I want you to read this book.
Yes, I love this book. Okay, let me just say the introduction.
These are the last day books that I'm sending out to you now.
That's true. Right.
I don't want to even have you have a book if it's not for now.
Right.
This is a now book.
Now, following up on everything you're saying, real quick, I just have to read what you wrote in the choice before us in the introduction.
Okay.
By Leonard Ravenhill, who we just spoke about. Are you ready for this? Get ready. You need to get the book, first of all. But ready? Men build our churches, but do not enter them. Print our Bibles, but do not read them. Talk about God, but do not believe him. Speak of Christ, but do not trust him for salvation. Sing our hymns and then forget them. How are we going to come out of all of this?
Many people still go to church.
Oh.
But they're teaching maybe some good things. They're teaching about how to get along with each other. And
how to be a
things.
Good person.
Yeah.
That's how to be a good person.
Pastors. This pastor's here in this room. Are you not afraid, Pastor Joe? You preach it all, right? You warn the people. Now, when you get to heaven, Pastor Joe, and your congregation is gathered around you, which we're, I want to have some meetings in heaven with the people that I've won to the Lord.
Amen.
I'd like to meet them there.
Amen.
But there's going to be some missing.
Yeah.
Because if you don't preach, you must be born again. Many are going to be in hell.
Right.
It is just shaking me to my core.
Jesus.
According to a recent report from CBN News, which I like.
Yeah, me too.
I love CBN. I was helped build it with Pat Robertson, I love Pat. Iran has enough uranium to develop a nuclear missile if it chooses. Mm. I believe we're in the Third World War. What do you think about where we are?
I think that if we're not in it, we're on the cusp of it.
Yes.
I believe that the wars of Gog of Magog are completely aligning geopolitically.
Yes.
For, I mean, all you have to do is read the Bible.
That's right.
The last pages of your Bible read like the first pages of your newspaper. When you put those two together, it's not hard to discern. We're not here much longer. Soon, and very soon, we're going to see the King.
Yes, we are.
And I don't believe, Jim, personally, that anything has yet to be fulfilled for the rapture to happen. The rapazo, the catching away of the bride of Christ. But regardless of what your particular brand of eschatology is, we do know this. The second hand is about to strike midnight.
It sure is.
We're not going to be here much longer. No. Even secularists with a misinterpretation, but they're getting this right. This old world is not for long.
That's right.
We're not going to be here.
That's right.
So get ready.
Get ready. Everyone needs this book, honey.
Yeah.
Everyone needs it. And I just want to make let you all know you can receive one book for $25. And that includes shipping and handling. Better yet, I would go with I love to call it the friends and family offer, but three books for $65, and that includes shipping and handling. So call us right now, 1-888-988-1588, or go to jimbakershow.com.
Be a great book to have your Sunday school class study and teach. So you could get the Baker's Dozen.
Absolutely. Yes, we always put together our Baker's Dozen. This is 13 books for a donation of $215 to the ministry. Shipping is included in these offers to get them straight to your home. That number again is 1-888-988-1588.
Every one of you should be a missionary.
Amen.
Yes.
And that's why we have Baker's Dozens, because we want you to pass them out. Right. Amen. Yep.
Yes.
Well, Rod's going to come back tomorrow, right? You're going to be on the next show.
I would be more than honored.
Because I haven't started my questions yet. So
sorry, <honey. laughs>
This man's full of the subject, full of the gospel.
Yeah.
But Israel's in the news every day. Watch Israel.
Oh.
I have a video clip. We stole a lot of stuff from
your
show.
Okay.
And so from your program.
We borrowed.
Why is Israel the key in the last days? Let's watch from the Rod Parsley television show that you need to watch on our network every day.
In this moment of human history that God Almighty has decided to make you a player on the stage of. In this hour, every single eye of every single born again human person must be focused on one tiny little sliver of real estate on the Mediterranean Sea, with that shimmering diamond lying like a on a velvet couch, the holy city of Jerusalem. More wars have been and will be waged for that piece of real estate than every other place on this planet in all time and history.
Rod, tell me, why must all eyes be on Israel? Why?
Because it's the apple of God's eye.
Yeah.
How would we focus on something other than what he's focused on? The heavens are his celestial timepiece, but Jerusalem is his focal point.
That's right.
Everything proceeds and emanates from God's divine dealing with the nation of Israel. Watch it. Watch it like you would watch an alarm getting ready to go off. And those seconds are ticking.
Amen.
Surrounded by her adversaries.
That's right.
And that's like the Bible
warns.
You and me.
Yeah.
That's right.
The Bible warns that when Jerusalem's surrounded, and it isn't right now.
Absolutely surrounded. Look what just happened was in Syria.
Yes.
Got earthquakes going on in Syria.
Big time.
Turkey.
Turkey and Syria.
Yes.
That earthquake, do you believe earthquakes are a sign of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Matthew 24?
Yes, Matthew 24.
Those are the words of Jesus.
Absolutely.
He said there'd be earthquakes in diverse places. Says that wars and nations of war, he says, mm-hmm. This is in from Luke, but he says, nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom,
yeah.
And there will be great earthquakes.
Great.
That in King James, it's diverse places, many places.
Many places.
One of the largest earthquakes in our history is taking place, right. Even as we're taping this show.
Yes.
The numbers are going. I watch it every day.
The numbers right now, we're taping right now, is over 22,000.
Goodness.
Have died.
It's being estimated that at least 30,000 will be dead.
People.
Lord.
And you
these
know,
are lives.
You know what, Jim? I'm just going to say this. So many people see scenes like that, and it doesn't grip their heart.
I know.
Because of the law of diminishing returns, Lori.
Wow.
Because they've watched so much fantasy of tragedy.
Yes.
That real tragedy does not affect them.
Do you think
so
they
true?
That
you
think
the
watching
world
a movie or
should
something?
Be weeping.
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 Hearts broken, praying for people. They have families. They have loved ones.
It's unconscionable.
Tomorrow we got so much to go into.
Okay.
But I want to finish this thought about this earthquake. And I believe that it could be 30,000 dead now, maybe even 40,000.
Yeah.
It's horrible. I don't know how many buildings collapsed, Mondo. Do you know?
Over 3,500 buildings.
3,500 high-rise buildings collapsed. I watched them collapse. They actually had pictures of it.
It was reminiscent of 9/11, wasn't it?
It sure
watching
was.
Those just...
The towers going down.
Yeah.
But listen to me, people. This is what Jesus said.
Mm.
There would be earthquakes in many places, and we don't have time to go into today, but they're all over. They're happening right now.
All over.
I have charts that I follow every day, and I watch the earthquakes.
My goodness.
And they're happening by the hundreds.
Wow.
The ring of fire is on fire. There's earthquakes in Alaska, earthquakes everywhere. But all these things, the Bible says there'll be terrifying things happening in the heavens as a sign. And then Jesus says, and then this will occur before he comes back. And just before he comes back. I think that spy balloon was a terrifying thing.
Right.
Now, the president says it's nothing.
It's horrifying.
It is,
but
absolutely.
Were you all a little terrified by a Chinese balloon flying over our country? Raise your hand if you felt a little bit uneasy.
Absolutely. Now they're finding out that they've gathered not just intelligence, but they've gathered information. They gather things off of your cell phone.
Yes.
They said they can gather all the conversations.
Yep.
But this thing could have had, listen to me, an EMP bomb on it. That balloon was 20-story building high.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
That's big.
Yeah, yes, yes.
And now they're finding the technology is so advanced. But that balloon, listen to me, that balloon could have had an EMP bomb in. And I am going to tell you something. I am going to prophesy it even. I believe there's going to be an attack on our grid.
Oh, our grid?
Yeah, our power grid.
Well, I believe they're going
to. That is our mainland. Yeah. Power grid.
They just caught a terrorist cell.
Yes.
That had planned on taking out several major.
Yes.
And you remember back at Y2K?
Oh,
that's what everybody was talking about.
Yeah.
The power grid, the power grid, the power grid. Haven't done anything to fix it.
Nope.
Haven't done anything to protect it.
Nope. The most vulnerable thing is the power grid, if they wipe it out with just an EMP bomb over our country, will shut down America. The airplanes will come out of the sky. Unless some really old cars will stop.
Keep your old cars
in the street.
Yep.
But within a year, they say 80 to 90% of Americans will die.
Yes.
Think of that.
Yes. Dr. Vincent
and
Peter
I have
Fry
reached, I am studying this. And I have read from many very intelligent people. They believe this spy balloon is a precursor. Mm-hmm. To the EMP bomb next.
You know,
because they could have put the balloon could have had that.
Yeah.
When it got in the middle of America, it could have gone, boom. This 20-foot balloon was a terrifying thing.
Terrifying.
It had tons of gear in it.
Oh, listening to everything. Listening to everything.
Everything.
They don't have to hear it with human ears.
Technology.
I mean, haven't you ever noticed when you have your cell phone and you've had a conversation about Christmas trees, and within 2 hours, your phone is filled with advertisement for Christmas trees?
It's shocking almost to
you
us.
You think that's by accident?
No.
By design. Yeah, absolutely.
It's all there.
It's all there.
It's all there. And the church has got to wake up. Right. We have to wake up.
We must.
I'm not even preaching to stop this, stop that. It's all about the one to me.
Yes.
Yeah. Jesus left the 99 went out for that one. I wish everybody'd find one today.
Yes.
Can you imagine if all the folks watching today would say, look, Jesus is coming.
That's it.
I mean, he's coming. That's it. And go find one person and share your testimony.
Amen.
And tell them the gospel and bring them into the kingdom of God.
They're waiting for you.
That could bring about the greatest ingathering if just one wins one.
That's one wins one.
Millions will come to
Jesus. Yes.
Amen. Let's believe God for that. Rod, I'm excited about you coming back tomorrow.
Okay.
I would like to get into my questions because I haven't been able to get there.
This book,
but you and I are just...
I know. I love it.
I'm looking at you.
I love
you
it.
You do have a gray beard, but you were a young guy when...
I told you, I dye it.
Okay.
I dye it gray.
But when we were together on our PGL club, and you preached those great sermons in that night, and you were on my show. We were both on fire.
Yes, and we never stopped.
No.
We're still burning.
No. Yes. We are.
Amen.
Praise God.
I've changed my course a little bit.
Sure.
But we all do. I'm learning. I am studying the Bible more now than I ever have.
Yes.
I'm going to bore you to death probably, but
you're not.
I want to give you scripture.
Yes.
I mean, I got a 9-page scripture lesson online.
Good.
That's where the nation is right now. But I want every one of you, I don't know, Mondo, do we have a bucket of food here? I one thing we've done, and I know we've been made fun of for this, but we have survival food that lasts 30 years in a bucket. And I believe that the church needs to be prepared. What's that word we call it that the people all over the country are doing, building what they're building? Goshens.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, Goshens. And I call them cities of refuge. Cities of refuge. This is the city of refuge.
City of refuge, yeah.
There's 700 acres here of refuge. But it's Goshen.
Mm.
And I believe your place is going to be a place of refuge.
Yes.
I pray that you're taking care of your people and going to have...
Yes.
We're putting in even big greenhouses.
Oh, yeah.
And trying to be prepared, because we want to have a this group ready to pray, ready to go out and win souls. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, it's time to get ready.
Get ready. Yes.
We got some programs coming up where Marcella, my daughter, sitting right here, and she's going to teach you how to grow your above ground gardens.
Yes.
And I mean, she's planting them.
It's exciting.
She's got them growing in her house right now, ready to put outside.
I do want to say we're getting ready to launch the Grow with Nena. That's me. That's my nickname on the PTL Club for all of our club members who have joined us. But tune into that, because yes, now is the time. I believe with all my heart, Dad, now is the time to start getting prepared, get ready. One of the ways you can do that is by ordering the prepared pantry, 60 mil bucket, and that includes 200 servings of the up to 30-year shelf life food. But I would encourage you, try it, taste it. The amazing recipes that are included are buttermilk pancakes, maple brown sugar oatmeal, Spanish rice, creamy chicken, flavored rice, spaghetti marinara. There's so many different ones there that are included, but there's up to 13 different varieties, 200 servings in each bucket.
Get one bucket a month if you can, because this won't be available much longer.
Mm.
And the price will be going up in another month. So let's stand together.
Amen.
Let's prepare. Let's get ready. The King is coming back. But I'll tell you what, these are perilous times. God talks about them.
Yeah.
Let's make it through them.
Amen.
And let's preach to them. I believe more people will be saved in these next few years because they're going to scream out to God, because the mountains are going to fall.
Yes, sir.
Bombs are going to drop. There's going to be things happen like you've never seen before. But be happy. God loves you.
He does.
I hate to be a prophet of doom, but I want to tell you, I'm just preaching you the word of God.
Amen.
And Rod Parsley is a preacher of the gospel. Get his book today. God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you. Thank you, Pastor Rod. Amazing.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.